It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
The message from the back page headline in the Nation newspaper of February 6th was clear. Investor limits, bold black type. Our research confirms that the Financial Services Commission is indeed proposing guidelines which would limit investments in what has been nebulously referred to as novel investments in a digital form. These investments, which the Financial Services Commission deems to be risky investments, were not spelled out. The proposed guidelines call for retail investors to invest no more than 20% of their liquid savings in these unspecified investments. For so-called sophisticated investors, whoever they might be, they are restricted to $100,000 Barbados, which is $50,000 US in an individual case. Just the other day, we found out that the American software firm MicroStrategy now holds 8.1 billion, not million, 8.1 billion US dollars in Bitcoin. Its stock price has soared over the years and is higher than what is available from the 500 leading companies in the US under the S&P 500 index. Multi-trillion dollar investment firms in the US are rushing to buy Bitcoin now the Securities Exchange Commission has grudgingly approved licenses for a spot ETF, or exchange-traded fund. The typical reason regulators such as the Financial Services Commission and Central Bank of Barbados impose restrictions is based on their perception that they are protecting the consumer, a consumer who never asks for their protection. This desire to protect the consumer does not take into account that the consumer might believe they have a right to invest their hard-earned income with a view to earning a premium. Protection of the consumer in the case of the so-called sophisticated investor might very well be taken to mean prevention of the government of the day or a Barbados-based international corporation such as Sagicor from investing in overseas markets. What would be the implication of Sagicor, which Blockchain Business was told facilitates retail and corporate investment in the same Bitcoin spot ETFs which have just been approved by the Securities Exchange Commission in the United States. We sense that some Barbadians and indeed international investors are looking for regulations that accommodate the growth of businesses and individuals who have the experience to earn foreign exchange rather than what may be perceived as encumbrances to investment. Regulators that do not have the capacity to assess risk of novel investments may be mindful that consumers have for decades placed bets on horses which might be lame or thrown their money into a slot machine with nobody to protect them from losses or a return on their investment. We hope you found this edition of Blockchain Business informative and interesting. Do join us every Friday and Monday at 5 p.m. on Voice of Barbados for another edition. Blockchain Business.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.